live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, three separate water outages are affecting a vast part of South Inishowen this evening. The Taoiseach says there is a possibility that respite services at Seaview Respite Centre Mount Charnas could be expanded to a seven-day service. It's emerged that a charity donations box has been stolen from outside a house in Gorkali, Kerrykeel, which is renowned for its Christmas lights display. And a decision on a planning application for a new cinema in Donegal Town is due to be made known by Donegal County Council before December the 4th. Those stories you follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, three separate water bursts are now affecting South Inishowen. Work is still ongoing in Moncrona to restore supply due to unexpected problems being encountered. A water supply depot has been set up at Moncrona Fire Station for people in the area, and it's hoped this service will be restored by the later time of 6 o'clock this evening. Meanwhile, outages are affecting Maharabeg and Inch Levels. However, services in those areas are not expected to be restored until tomorrow. Local councillor is Jack Murray.
Set of deja vu, there's a number of communities once again without water. In the Ludden area of Buncrana, water's been out since last night, and there's a crew on site now trying to address that problem, and hopefully it'll be fixed soon and service will be restored quite soon, but there was a number of unforeseen difficulties there. In the meantime, there's been a burst in Maharabeg, which also affecting Inch Island and Inch Levels area of Burt, and both those areas, unfortunately, due to the stretching resources, they'll not be fully restored or repaired until tomorrow evening at the earliest. So it's another frustrating day for many in South Inishowen, and I suppose compounds the call for greater investment in the water supply here.
And it's about time this happened, and we've heard it time and time again that the investment is needed.
Yeah, and I've often been on Highland Radio regularly over the last number of years, pointing out the need for greater investment in South Inishowen. I've met with Irish Water representatives, I've lobbied them quite often, and I hope that they would heed our call and invest in the water supply and give people the supply that others in other parts of Ireland would take for granted.
The Taoiseach says there is a possibility that respite services at Seaview Respite Centre Mount Charnas could be expanded to a seven-day service. The HSE has confirmed that the centre is to reopen on January the 13th next year on a five-day-a-week basis. Disappointment has been expressed that the respite service will not operate on a seven-day basis despite the high demand. In the Dáil today, in response to Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says capacity may be increased in the future.
HC Disability Services have confirmed today that respite services will commence in Seaview House in Donegal from the 13th of January 2020. We acknowledge that there was a delay in opening this new facility, and I'm told that was due to a requirement to undertake fire compliance and maintenance work before the house could be opened. I'm told that it will open on the 13th of January, initially on a five-day-a-week basis, but that could be expanded at a later point subject to the availability of staff and finance.
Deputy Pringle, however, says the Taoiseach's response was little consolation for the families affected. He is calling on Leo Varadkar to put the pressure on to ensure a seven-day service is delivered.
Thank you, Taoiseach, for your response. Unfortunately, there's not much consolation there for the families in South Donegal who had the service previously, but it has been withdrawn over the last year. And you said that there's 164,000 overnight respite services have been provided in Ireland. Yes, there may have been, but there has been none provided in South Donegal in the last year. And that's because the HSE haven't got their finger out to actually deliver it. Then they decided that they would tender the process to get, and I believe this is why they've tendered it, is so that they can get out of actually being blamed for it, and they can pass the blame on to somebody else. And the reality is that families have to have this service at the weekends, because that's when families need it, and that's when the other members of the family can actually have their parents as parents, because they're not busy looking after a disabled person. And that's the reality of the situation for First Communions, everything else like that there, family facilities, family events, the two parents to attend, there has to be a respite service provided, and it has to be a weekend service in reality. So if it is going to be a five-night service, do it from a Tuesday, from a Wednesday to a Monday night, and then it'll be a perfect service. But they won't do that because that actually will cost extra money, and that's what comes down to, unfortunately. So, Taoiseach, I would ask that you would put the pressure on, and I'm sorry that it has to come to this level to be raised here in this House, to actually put the pressure on to ensure that it is a seven-day service.
Four men have been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with the assault and false imprisonment of Kevin Lunny. The men have addresses in Dublin and Cavan and range in age from 25 to 66. Casey O'Riordan reports.
All four men attempted to cover their faces as they were escorted into the back of the courthouse in Virginia County Cavan this morning. 66-year-old Luke O'Reilly of Mullaghore in Lower Kilcogie County Cavan appeared in court in blue trousers, a pink polo shirt and a navy V-neck jumper. He, along with a 38-year-old man who can't be named due to a reporting restriction, made no application for bail. Bail applications were made on behalf of the two other men, dressed in designer tracksuit bottoms, a green jumper and slip-on shoes. 25-year-old Darren Redmond of Clendon Road, East Wall, Dublin, appeared before the court, as did 38-year-old father of three, Alan O'Brien, of Shellamalier Road, also in East Wall. Both their applications for bail were rejected after Gardaí objected on a number of grounds, including concerns over evidence and potential witness intimidation. All four men have been remanded to Castlereagh Prison. Casey O'Riordan, Virginia, County Cavan.
A charity donation box has been stolen from outside a house in Gortcali, Kerrykeel. The Worski family for the past 16 years have put on a Christmas lights display to raise funds for a number of charities, and the donation box was positioned beside a large crib at the foot of their driveway. It's believed the theft occurred yesterday sometime between 7pm and 10:30. The box is red in colour and metal with the words donation box written on the top in white. Earlier, Mary Worski spoke to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show.
Empty that box every night. So I went up last night about 10:45 and went to the crib first for a few minutes, and then I went through the box. There was no box there. It obviously happened sometime between, I would say, 7 and 10:30.
Can you estimate how much might have been in it, Mary?
Well, do you know what I'm going to tell you, Greg? Last night, it was a Monday night, and it was an exceptionally quiet night.
Okay, well, so fingers crossed.
Certainly wouldn't have been much in it. Saying that, you know, I was here at 4:30 looking out the window, and the lights weren't on or anything, and there was somebody stopped and making a donation. If anyone is visiting the crib and the lights, you know, tonight, maybe tomorrow night, and if they want to make a donation, they can call down to the house, because the box won't, I'd say, might be up tomorrow, but unlikely. You know, so we'll go with tonight and tomorrow night, anyone visiting, and if they want to donate to the charities, you know, I'll be at the house.
Anyone with any information or who noticed anything suspicious in the area is asked to call Milford Garda Station. Meanwhile, Gardaí and Letterkenny are appealing for information in relation to a fire which they believe to be arson in the Killylaston area of Letterkenny on Sunday last. Gardaí were called to the scene close to the Windmill View Estate shortly before 1 o'clock, and it emerged that furniture had been set alight on wasteland. Garda Niall Maguire says the area has previously been the subject of antisocial behaviour and is urging anyone who may have any information to come forward.
Sunday passed, the Gardaí and Letterkenny about 10:50 in the afternoon. Gardaí attended the scene of a fire. They found out then that someone had set alight some furniture on a spot of wasteland, which is in close proximity to the Windmill View Estate. The fire began attended, and they extinguished the fire as there were fears of it spreading. This particular area of wasteland has been associated with antisocial behaviour reported previously. I suppose that's maybe one of these ones. I don't know, was it, there was this furniture dumped, or was it, you know, kind of dragged there for young ones to hang around and maybe drink a few cans or something? But anybody that was in that area maybe or knows who lit the fire, that'll be dealt with properly by the guards. It's not the most heinous of crimes, but still it needs to be, we need to maybe nip it in the bud before something like this happens again and something does get hurt. So yeah, the guards and Letterkenny would like to know something about that.
The Minister of State for Immigration insists progress is being made to improve conditions in direct provision centres. A survey shows more than a third of TDs believe the system for accommodating asylum seekers is inhumane. However, many of the deputies surveyed could not identify a better system. Minister David Staunton disagrees with those who claim the system is inhumane.
The conditions in the centres have improved, and more than half the people now have self-catering accommodation, and we're working very hard to try and have all the centres have self-catering accommodation so that families can cook, parents can cook for their children and have family meals and make it as normal as possible. As education and creches and sports clubs, we have friends of the centres. So I can't understand what's inhumane here.
A decision on a planning application for a new cinema in Donegal Town is due to be made known by Donegal County Council before December the 4th. 1,000 people have signed the We Want Our Cinema campaign for the development of the complex at Drumlongaher, but there is some concern that a Transport Infrastructure Ireland submission could frustrate the plans. Greg Hughes reports.
WJ Dolan Construction has submitted new plans for the construction of a two-storey, five-screen, 714-seat cinema, which would include a small restaurant, 155 car parking spaces and access onto the R267 at the existing Lidl Junction. 8,000 locals have signed a petition, which was submitted as part of the planning process last week, calling on the council to allow the development. The We Want Our Cinema campaign says there is a distinct need for such a development in Donegal Town, claiming the contribution it would make to the area cannot be underestimated or understated. Donegal Town has not had a cinema since the 1980s. There is some concern, though, that a Transport Infrastructure Ireland letter, which it would appear the council received after the closing date for submissions, could block the project if considered. Even though the development would use an existing commercial exit, the TII claims the development is at variance with official policy in relation to control of development on national roads. The TII also claims there is insufficient data submitted that the proposed development will not have a negative impact on the capacity, safety or operational efficiency of the national road network. The council is due to make its decision known on the matter in early December.
Proposed new laws around penalty points have got the approval of Cabinet Ministers. Shane Ross presented them with plans for graduated penalties, which get more severe the further over the limit you go. There were some concerns raised by rural ministers, but not the massive row that had been expected. However, Fianna Fáil's transport spokesperson and South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry says his party won't support the idea in the Dáil.
Somebody going 10 kilometres over the limit, in a housing estate or a highly developed area is absolutely fatal. Somebody going 10 miles over the limit on a motorway, certainly we don't want to see it, but is it as fatal? No. So I think we need to take a more focused approach, a more focused look, and be advised by the Road Safety Authority, but also international best practice.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the new Donegal Nevis GAA range. Shop in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with Gaelic Games, and the GAA released their master fixtures plan for 2020 earlier today, and it will see reigning Division 1 champions Mayo visit Ballybuffet to take on last year's Division 2 champions Donegal in their opening match of Division 1 of the National Football League. That is penciled in for Saturday the 25th of January at McCool Park, with throw-in at 7:15pm. Elsewhere in Division 1, Tyrone are also at home in their league opener as they host Meath at Healy Park on Sunday the 26th of January with a 2pm throw-in there. In Division 3, Derry will also play at home in their opening match. They take on Leitrim, the side they beat in the Division 4 final last year. That game will also be played on Saturday the 25th of January at 5pm. The plan also includes dates for the brand new Tier 2 Football Championship, while the 2020 AIB All-Ireland Club Football and Hurling semi-finals and finals will take place in January. And there will also be a five-week club window between the end of the Allianz Leagues and the commencement of the championships. Tyrone manager Mickey Hart believes he could see skipper Matty Donnelly back in action 2 months ahead of schedule. Donnelly has been ruled out for an estimated 6 months due to a serious hamstring injury which required surgery. As it stands, the former All-Star will miss the entire National Football League, but Hart has issued a more optimistic update, saying that the player is getting the best possible treatment and, fingers crossed, Donnelly's return will be quicker than initially anticipated. Turning our attention to soccer, and Tommy Canning has been announced as the new Finn Harps under-19 head coach, replacing Joe Boyle, who stepped down from the job at the end of the 2019 campaign. Canning has previously been a coach at the club under Ollie Horgan and returns to the side after a spell coaching at Sion Swift's Ladies, who finished second in their National League campaign last year. Tommy says he's delighted to be involved with the club once again.
I'm delighted to be back at the club again. I've been here before, so I'm delighted to be back involved. I'm interested in what's going to happen over the 2020 season with the under-19 squad. Looking forward to getting to work with the boys, looking forward to getting to work with the rest of the academy coaches, and excited about the season coming up.
Letterkenny IT were beaten away in the CUFL today by Queen's University in their fifth game of the competition. 4-2 is how that one finished. Conor Gormley and Lorcan Toey scoring for LYIT, with Gormley's goal coming from the penalty spot. Jose Mourinho takes charge of Tottenham in the Champions League for the first time this evening. Spurs are second in Group B and will progress if they beat Greek side Olympiacos tonight in London. Manchester City will qualify for the last 16 tonight if they avoid defeat at home to Shakhtar Donetsk. City boss Pep Guardiola says he is happy with the position his side have in their group.
Well, it's, in the position that we have is good. The fact that we have 10 points, the other ones they have 2, but we are not qualified. I know that Dinamo Zagreb and Shakhtar can win both games, will be out. So to have the chance to close, you know, the group stage at home against Shakhtar, like we know them quite well, they know us quite well.
It's an 8 o'clock kickoff in both of those games tonight. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp insists that he has no concerns about Mohamed Salah's fitness ahead of their Champions League clash with Napoli. The Egyptian was an unused substitute in their 2-1 Premier League win at Crystal Palace on Saturday after he missed training with an ankle problem. Victory over Carlo Ancelotti's side tomorrow will ensure the Merseysiders finished top of Group E with a game to spare, but Klopp insists his team cannot afford to look past tomorrow night's opponents.
The biggest mistake we could maybe think about, we would have won it already, and what would happen if we win it tomorrow night. Of course, we try to win that game, which would be massive. But if we don't feel like we are halfway through, it's really difficult. Napoli is a very, very dangerous opponent tomorrow night. Very strong.
Brighton head coach Graham Potter has signed a contract extension at the Premier League side. The former Swansea boss, who replaced Chris Hughton at the start of the season, will remain with the South Coast club until at least 2025. Brighton are 12th in the table, having picked up 15 points from their opening 13 games. And finally, in rugby, Ulster fullback Will Addison has been cited for a tackle in his side's European Champions Cup win over Claremont on Friday night. The 27-year-old is alleged to have committed an act of foul play on the French side's lock, Paul Dzieciak. Addison's hearing will take place in London tomorrow, with a minimum 2-week ban possible. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Your next local sports bulletin will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ, and we're turning to some news. Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating 2 burglaries and 1 attempted burglary in the Meadowbank area at the weekend. On today's 9 till noon show, Garda Niall Maguire outlined the details and urged anyone with any information to come forward.
The first one occurred between 10 p.m. on Saturday night, 7:50 a.m. on Sunday morning. 2 front windows of one of the houses was smashed and entry was gained. The house was gone through and ransacked, but it appears at this stage that nothing was taken from the house. On the same date, between 2 p.m. and 10:15 p.m. So there's a 15-minute overlap when it's, I suppose it's possible that they happened in consecutively. A second house was also burgled. The front door was kicked in. The main bedroom of this home was ransacked and a 43-inch LG television was stolen, and 9 sweet tubs were also taken.
The third house?
Third house, nothing taken. This house, it was sustained damage to the front door. It was obvious attempts had been made to kick it in, but they never got into the house. That was 3 burglaries in a row there in Meadowbank. Any suspicions were raised at all, please let us know in Letterkenny on 074-9167-100, or as you said, the confidential line 1-800-666-111.
A county transport strategy is to be established by Donegal County Council. It's hoped that it will help to resolve various transport issues in the county with a view towards improving existing services. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Marshall McDermott, says Donegal is severely lacking in public transport when compared to other parts of the country. Therefore, it's imperative that current services are running at their best.
This county, it's very, very important that we have a public transport strategy, something we don't have at the minute. Other counties around Ireland do have that. It would give us an option to meet 3 or 4 times a year to discuss the transport for this whole county. We all have issues in our areas with transport, and as you know, recently the issues that we're having in Inishowen with one bus company pulling out of a number of routes, and then we had another bus company taking up the slack for that. But still, there's a lot of elements that has to be tied into that new route, and that has still been worked on. But at the same time, we are not in a position as a county to have a full strategy in place that we can sit and meet all those organisations, let it be Local Link, let it be the National Transport Authority, plus Donegal County Council, because the Donegal County Council plays a big part in that as well, for bus stops and all that type of stuff. I think it's vitally important that we have that strategy in place for the full county of Donegal, because we don't get the same level of service that other counties in Ireland get.
And from your point of view, you just mentioned there, compared to other counties in Ireland, our public transport is lacking. From your perspective, very important to nurture what we do have in that regard.
Absolutely. The local bus companies that run the routes here in Donegal are fantastic. Local Link are another fantastic organisation that do fantastic work, but that all needs to be put together in a strategy for the full county, that everything works together to give the best level of service that we can to the people that are using these bus routes on a regular basis, especially older people that live in rural Ireland that might only be able to get out once or twice a week to go to do their shopping, to go to Letterkenny Hospital, to go to the doctor, whatever it may be. We have to be in a position to give those type of people the access to those situations as best we can.
There's been an increase in the amount allocated to Donegal under the Social Inclusion and Community Activation Programme. Inishowen received €615,095, up €17,215. The Donegal Gaeltacht receives €363,582, up €10,590, while the rest of the county receives over €1,090,000, up €31,792. And finally, farmers protesting near the Dáil say they won't leave until the Agriculture Minister agrees to meet them. Around 100 tractors are involved in the demonstration, which is currently stopped at the end of Kildare Street near Leinster House. Extra Gardaí have been drafted in to manage the crowd after protesters broke through an earlier barricade at Merrion Square. Michael Fitzpatrick, a farmer from Templemore in Tipperary, says they're not leaving until Michael Creed meets them.
The last time we went out on strike, we stayed out for 8 weeks, and we can stay here for 8 weeks. We have no problem, and we will have another 1,000 tractors here in Dublin tomorrow morning if he wants. It's up to him, it's his decision.
Weather now, some clear spells but mostly cloudy this evening and tonight with patchy mist and hill fog. Rain and drizzle will clear northwest early this evening with lowest temperatures of 5 to 7 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, three separate water bursts are now affecting South Inishowen. Work is still ongoing in Buncrana to restore supply due to unexpected problems being encountered. Meanwhile, outages are affecting Maharabeg and Inch levels. However, services in those areas are not expected to be restored until tomorrow. The Taoiseach says there is a possibility that respite services at Seaview Respite Centre Mount Charters could be expanded to a 7-day service. The HSE has confirmed that the centre is to reopen on January the 13th next year on a 5-day-a-week basis. A charity donation box has been stolen from outside a house in Gortcali, Kerrykeel. The Worski family for the past 16 years have put on a Christmas lights display to raise funds for a number of charities, and the donation box was positioned beside a large crib at the foot of their driveway. And a decision on a planning application for a new cinema in Donegal Town is due to be made known by Donegal County Council before December the 4th. 8,000 people have signed the We Want Our Cinema campaign for the development of the complex at Dunlongaher, but there is some concern that a Transport Infrastructure Ireland submission could frustrate the plans. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Tuesday evening, November the 26th. The death has taken place of Harry Rorty, Cashelgay, Kilboy, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral mass in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. The death has taken place of Joseph Doty Scott, Finglas, Dublin, formerly Kilmacrenan Road, Milford, reposing at the residence of his daughter Betty McBride, Ross Scarrow, Milford from 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. Funeral service in his daughter Betty's home at 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon, followed by interment in Milford Church of Ireland Cemetery. House private pleas to family, friends and army colleagues. The death has taken place of Susan Nelson, Railway Lodge, Drumnahoe, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service at her home tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in Trenta Presbyterian Church graveyard.
The death has taken place of Betty Doherty, Foyleview, Ballynally, Moville. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass at St Pius X Church, Moville, followed by burial in Ballybrack Graveyard. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Donations in lieu of flowers to Nazareth House Vaughan Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Liam Collins, funeral director. And the death has taken place of James McGrory, 7 Brookdale Crescent, Buncrana. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery.